Hey, what up, though? What's good with y'all? It's your boy, Dame Romaine, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything. Y'all know why, because I just be talking because I got lips. And I'm back with another one. This time, I got a special guest, as y'all can see, an entrepreneur, a business lady, a future nurse, maybe hopefully a doctor, but I'm letting her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Wanda Curtis Curry, and I'm the owner of She's Home Products, and I am not a future nurse. I'm a future doctor as an epidemiologist.
Oh, my bad. Shit, get it right then, shorty.
Exactly. I'm a future doctor.
All right, well, don't even trip. Y'all already know I got to grab my coin, so. So, we back with the owner of She's Home Product, and tell us about yourself. How did you get started?
Well, the way that I got started is because I have been suffering from eczema and allergies for years. People don't believe me when I say that my skin from my abdomen area literally fell off because of my condition. And as I grew older, it was very hard for me to contain my eczema and my skin allergies. And it was very expensive for me to buy Eucerin and all of the name brand products.
Right.
So I decided to make my own shit.
Okay.
And I started with organic products, cocoa butter, shea butter, mango butter. And I started to formulate it, and my chemistry classes also helped me with that.
So what do you actually sell and make, and what is your business?
Well, I sell a lot of products. I sell handmade products, organic products, natural products, and my products are made from me in home. No factory, no machines.
So no chemicals and all that.
No chemicals, no machines.
Harming people's skins and bodies and stuff
like
that.
Nothing of that matter. Everything that I sell and I produce, I use it on my own body. I use it on my son and I use it on my husband. And as well of that, I give it to my family members to also to try.
Is it most of the time you see people that do stuff like this, and most of the times their prices is really expensive or is outrageous? So, how is your prices and stuff like that?
Well, my prices are feasible, and my prices are feasible because I know how it is to be a mother, a person that has to pay bills and have to prioritize those bills. I make sure that my prices are affordable for everyone. If you work at McDonald's or if you work at Ford Motor Company,
right,
you are going to be able to afford my products, and they are going to work for your skin.
Okay, that's good. So, is it just like for females? Did it kid males? Is it for males too? Is it just?
Absolutely. I am making products for men, and I've been making products for women. However, I seen the need for men in their skincare, so I decided to make products for men. I have a husband,
right,
and I want him to have beautiful skin as I do.
No.
My son is 12, and he's going through puberty. So I have a face soap that I made especially for him. And after the results, I decided to do a mass production of the soap to help him out with his skin issues and everyone else for theirs.
Right, because I know when I was a teenager, I had some bad skin. My skin, it just not starting to get better because I just had to, like, I'm a male, so I got to take care of my skin just like a female would, too. Then I know the ladies love it, too, so fellas, make sure you take care of your skin because every time my female touch on me, she telling me my skin feeling soft and stuff like that. I tell her
exactly.
Moisturize, baby.
Exactly, and my son is of darker skin.
Right.
And when you have darker skin, you have more melanin pigment.
Oh, yeah,
and
me,
you will develop dark marks once you have acne. And my son has experienced that. So that's what made me develop my activated charcoal face soap. And activated charcoal along with aloe vera helps with those conditions.
Okay, yeah, because that's good. Because I can relate, because me being dark and growing up with bad skin too, I had a couple of dark marks. Luckily, some of them have disappeared with me just taking care of my body, but that's good that you is doing it. Then a black lady doing it too, so that's even better. A black mother.
Thank you. And it's hand and homemade.
Hand and homemade. So okay. That's even better too. So you ain't got to do all the factory, do a little extra worry about somebody doing it, because most of the time we already know the factory workers be on some bullshit.
Exactly.
And see, and this one made with love, so you're going to get the best thing ever. And what would be one of your top recommendations or your best top seller?
My top recommendations will be all of my products, considering the fact that they all are all natural. But my top selling products are my cold processed soaps. My soaps are made with skin loving butters and all natural ingredients. So I feel that those are my top selling products.
Okay.
And they produce the most sales.
Okay. So what is like the process and time and labor and stuff making this soap right here? What is the name of this one?
Well, that will be my pink and gold blushing soap. And I would say that it probably takes me 2 hours to produce a soap like that. Considering the fact it has more than one color. It has Himalayan sea salt on top of it. However, it is dusted in mica gold powder, which is also skin safe and paraffin free.
Yeah, I don't know. I am. You tell me.
So it will probably take me 2.5 hours to do this type of soap.
Is it hard to like keep them like separated and not mix like that?
It is not, because I use a lot of butters, and when you use butters in order to make your soap, your batter becomes thicker, so it allows you to layer your soap properly. So it doesn't take a long time for the set.
Okay. So what did you with your business, did you start off just with soap and just, or what did you, how did your business
degree? Well, when I first started off, I started off with soap and then body butter and then candles. Now I've added lip glosses, vegan lipsticks, vegan. Body oils, vegan. All natural, vegan. So I added those products to my line.
Is it any allergies or any thing that you use in your product that it affect anybody?
So if I ever use a peanut oil or anything of that matter that is prone to allergies, I will list it and it will be apparent that it has peanut in it. However, I really restrain from using any type of peanut oils or allergen products. I really refrain from that.
Okay, damn. So, what you doing everything at homemade and stuff? Do you have help at home? Like, do you have your family, husband, son?
That's a very good question. Well, I try to incorporate my family with my business.
Right.
My son, who's 12 years old, he has learned how to package my products. And my husband, he helps me upload all of my products and give the description online.
Do your son get paid? Because I know he wants some money. And I know he has to stay fresh
and
school.
Well, my son does get paid, and he gets paid way above his pay rate.
Okay,
absolutely.
Then.
He gets paid in Jordans and money.
Wow, must be nice. I can't even afford Jordans. I got my Vans on.
Exactly.
But where do you see your business going in the future? I'm like, what do you see? What plans do you have?
In the future, I see my business operating in a brick and mortar. As of right now, I'm operating in home base. But I do want to have me a warehouse facility, a storage facility, a selling facility in one space.
Right.
Versus working at home. I love my customers, but the individuals that I am not familiar with, sometimes it can be a little scary inviting people into your home that you do not know.
Right, exactly. Especially nowadays, because you never know.
Exactly.
There's a lot of weirdos out here.
Exactly. I want to think that everyone has a good heart and want to support a small black owned business. But sometimes that's not the case.
Right. It's usually not. If I was on Facebook or my girl was on Facebook and she was just scrolling, what would be like something to make her say, I like this product, or would be something your customer said, this product is?
Well, for one thing, I think that my customers pinpoint the fact that this product is made from a woman, for one.
Right.
And a lot of my followers are women like me, African-American women, mothers, independent women, and I think that they will recognize that aspect.
Okay.
As well as just having skin conditions. A lot of African Americans suffer from multiple of skin conditions, whether it be dry skin, oily skin, eczema, psoriasis, what have you. We all have something that is wrong with our skin, and I have something available that will accommodate everyone.
Okay, so I'm going to just say this right now and stuff. You know I mess with the other flavor in too, so yes. One of my little white girls say, can cuz hook me up? Can she get some of your product and stuff
I
like that?
I will say yes. She's home to not discriminate against
She's home to not discriminate. So yes, it works. So everybody, white girls too, y'all include, y'all can.
She's home. Absolutely, because the fact of the matter is, if you're Caucasian, or if you're African American, or if you're Mexican, or if you're Asian American, the thing is, all of us have skin issues. We have dry right. skin, oily skin, chapped skin, or whatever, and you can always find something to accommodate your skin type. So we are not racist against skin. We want to make
sure everybody can stay clean.
We want to make everyone happy. All women. We want to make you feel that you are being taken care of, and when you receive your package, you're going to know that we package our products very carefully, and it's packaged for love.
Okay, that's good. Because I just want to make sure because everybody can smell good, look.
Exactly. Oh, no.
So, you want to show us some of your products and tell us what it is? Or?
Yes, I would love to.
What's up, all you cool cats and kittens? Look, if you're hearing this podcast and you've seen the video podcast on YouTube with this one, episode 78, She's Home. And you wondering like, hey, this sound different and look different. Well, motherfuckers, this shit is different. We actually recorded two different podcasts. She liked the visual on the second one. I really don't, but I like the interview on the first one. So I'm like, okay, we can compromise. I'm going to put the first audio out, but we can put the second visual out. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen the video already and listening to this podcast and know, or listening, be like, yeah, they sound kind of different. Two different podcasts, people. Two different podcasts, but the same message and the same product and stuff. So make sure y'all go click on the link in the bio and go shop. Go shop. Share with your friends. Father's Day's coming up, and got Father's Day sales coming up too. Or Father's Day sales included. Or I ain't gonna say sales included, but she also makes stuff for the fellas, I should say. So, ladies, if you need something to get your man, boyfriend, side nigga, or whatever the case may be, look out and get your man, get him something. Ladies, I mean, fellas, the lady needs to smell good. Get her together. Take care of her. This pandemic, some people still not even going out the house during this pandemic, so, shit, surprise her with something special and shit. Do something sweet for your lady, shit. Go on the website, She's Home. Or click on any of the other social media links and stuff like that. And get your girl some surprise. Whether she's working or not working and stuff. Get her out the house. Set up the crib for a little second. Get a little bubble bath popped off with some candles with some smell good. When she get out the bathroom and stuff, rub her down with some lotion and stuff. I'm going to guarantee y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Don't let me put y'all up on game and y'all not listening. But get your girl some, fellas. Fellas. Get your girl something. That's all I'm going to say. Ladies, get your man something. Everything included. But like I said, it's two different podcasts, but the same thing. But I'm going to let y'all go on here and listen.
my friend.